President Bush carved out time in his schedule this week to talk about the ongoing conflict in Darfur, Sudan. That's a conflict his government has described as a genocide. Mr. Bush met at the White House with the only rebel leader to have signed a peace deal with the government of Sudan. Some Sudan watchers say the situation in Darfur is becoming more complicated, with troops from neighboring Chad involved and rebels fighting among each other. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
In his hotel room not far from the White House, 37-year-old Mini Akru Manawi sits wearing his dark sunglasses, talking about his efforts to transform himself into a politician. He says he's just learning.
I am soldier. At the same time, I am politician.
It's been just a couple of months since Manawi signed a peace deal under pressure from the U.S. and the United Nations. Now he wants the international community to do more to enforce it.
This peace agreement should be protected by the international community, not protected by me alone, because this was the peace of the international community.
Darfur rebels initially took up arms against the Sudanese government in 2003, and Sudan responded in what the U.S. described as a genocidal counterinsurgency campaign. Now the picture is even more complicated. Kenneth Bacon of Refugees International says since the peace deal was signed in May, fighting among rebel groups has intensified. Speaking from Sudan, Bacon accused Manawi's fighters of being the main threat.
He is violating this agreement that he signed, and that he's largely responsible, or at least his commanders are, for a fairly dramatic increase in violence and displacement.
Bacon says civilians fleeing the violence told him that they were being attacked by members of Manawi's tribe, seeking to increase their power in the region. Manawi calls this propaganda from his enemies.
No. It is not true. It is not true. And my troop will not attack the civilian at all, because they are the only forces which were protecting the civilian for past 4 years ago.
He says the problem is that neighboring Chad has sent troops, weapons, and financial support across the border to back one of the rebel groups that didn't sign the peace deal, a group that is now fighting his faction. The U.S. Assistant Secretary of State for Africa, Jindai Frazier, also expressed concern this week that Sudan's conflict with Chad is being played out in Darfur now.
And that's unacceptable. Right now, Chad is in a position in which it's undermining the Darfur peace agreement by supporting the non-signatories militarily and materially. And those forces are then attacking Mini Manawi.
As the security situation becomes more complex, the prospects look slim for a quick decision on a United Nations force for Darfur. The UN has been planning to take over from an underfunded and understaffed African Union force. But the U.S. ambassador to the UN, John Bolton, says the Sudanese government has been intransigent.
They continue to say they will not accept a UN force in Darfur. That has ripple effects with potential troop-contributing countries that worry about the situation into which their troops would be deployed.
And this is likely to complicate discussions in the UN Security Council, which has Senator Barack Obama worried. The Illinois Democrat told Bolton at a hearing yesterday the U.S. can't just watch the situation deteriorate further with the Darfur peace agreement now in jeopardy. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.